What's up, clan? It's your general speaking, Lord Bison, a.k.a. the Dark Emperor. Welcome to Divine Warfare, the podcast. Hope y'all are doing straight. Hope y'all are doing good today on this Saturday. I would say lovely Saturday, but man, the weather's been crazy down here in Miami. It's been very windy, been raining all day. I don't know what the fuck is going on, so I just been low-key, just hung up in the house and just resting and recuperating. But I ran across a story today, and I wanted to just, you know, chime in real quick and holler at y'all about. And, well, first of all, I know y'all glad I got rid of them damn ads. Or that ad was lame. Maybe I'll put another one up later, a better one. But that one that was on before was lame. I'm going to recreate our trailer, so y'all make sure y'all go check that out. And since there is no ad, I need y'all to go support our Cash App. $Divine Warfare. It has our logo on it. It's fresh. It's ready. Go hit that Cash App. That's $Divine Warfare. And but I want to holler at y'all. I ran across a story. it was on CNN. I don't fuck with CNN. I don't fuck with Fox News. But I do find it, some of these stories interesting. This particular story was very interesting. I think it was these two sisters. They were black. And they were literally sisters. No, I take that back. My bad. It was this group of black people. Two of them were sisters, but it was like a group of them. I think it was like nine of them or something like that. They all came together and bought 97 acres of land in somewhere in Georgia. 97 acres of land. And I just thought that was a fucking beautiful thing. Not only because they was black, but because they all got on the same page. They all got on code and bought their shit. And let me tell you something about Divine Warfare. Our clan, you don't have to be black to be up in here. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I go back to the basics with this shit. The best thing that I learned in elementary school was treat people the way you would like to be treated. If we all live by that, this world would turn upside down in a positive way. And, you know, this world would become a better place if you treat other people how the way you like to be treated. That's what we do in Divine Warfare. You get respect, you receive respect. We respect each other. We don't sign off. We don't believe in every fucking thing now. We can respect you and disagree. We can disagree with each other respectfully. But we show respect, we give respect, then we treat each other and we treat other people outside of the clan, whether they hate us, love us, agree with us or not, support us or not. We treat them the way we would like to be treated. That's what Divine Warfare Clan is about. You know what I'm saying? So don't just think, yes, I'm black. I'm a black American. So when a lot of times when shit happens to black Americans, whether it be George Floyd type of shit, whether it be some NBA or some entertainment type of shit, whether it be some shit like this or some ratchet shit, I usually cover it because I'm black. So, you know, if it's important enough, I feel the need to talk about it. But I also talk about shit like school shootings and serial killers and investing and ROIs and all that type of shit, too, that black people usually don't fuck with, that black people need to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? So this is not a black clan. This is not a black podcast or black channel. This is simply the Divine Warfare Clan. This is the clan. This is Divine Warfare. We got people in here from Germany, from UK, from Switzerland, from France. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all. I love all y'all. And I actually want to live in Germany for a year. You know, so I actually want to do that. That's on like my bucket list. I want to live in Germany for a year. Just get out of the United States for a while. But why am I talking about this? Because that was something that I was thinking about when I was asking y'all to send me stuff. I was thinking about, I know Divine Warfare is a new and upcoming thing, but I'm always thinking about the next level. Now I'm like, man, what's next? You know, we want to do the books. We're working on the book. We're working on the clothing, you know, the wristband. I got a lot of shit and plan for Divine Warfare, but what's next? What's the big shit? And I saw this, I was like, man, 97 acres? Man, one day we're going to have our own shit. We're going to have 100 acres or more, or an island, or a private island, a divine island. you know, to where the Klan, you know, we could come out there and come up with shit, figure out ways how to get to the moon like Elon Musk. Pull our money together and get projects up out the ground. Pull our money together and work towards ending poverty in America. You know what I'm saying? And all over the fucking world. Not just America, but all over the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? Doing our thing, supporting each other, loving each other. You know, I told y'all, man, land is power. People say money is power. Money is not power. Money is options. And options is freedom. You know what I'm saying? Freedom and options are like cousins, first cousins. They're closely related. Or I would say brother and sister. They brother and sister. They're different, but they're related. They the same blood. And money and money is like the cousin or the uncle. You know what I'm saying? But power is something completely different. Power is marrying into the other, you know, into another family. That's power is like the mother-in-law. You get a whole different viewpoint. You know what I'm saying? That's what power is. So I would say land is power before I would say money is power. Because you can print money, you can come up with different currencies, you can do all this shit. But land is land, man. Land, we put value on money, but land was here before all this shit. You don't have gold. When they were using gold back in the day, you don't have gold without land. You don't have food without land. You don't have housing without land. You don't have shelter without land. So my vision, like Dr. King had his vision for little black boys and little black girls to play together. That's cool and all, and that is happening now. Even though it's still fucked up. You know, that's happening now. But my vision is for divine warfare, our clan, to have hundreds and thousands of acres. Like these women did in, or these people, this community did in Georgia. They came together and they did it in Georgia. And like how Bill Gates doing this, his $50 million smart city. You know what I'm saying? And like Elon Musk, he going to the moon. He doing his own thing. I want our clan to do this shit too. We're going to get the land. We're going to build facilities. We're going to build institutions. We're going to build spaceships. We're going to support engineers. Everything that I wanted to do as a child, we're going to do on our acres of land. You know what I'm saying? The shit that I didn't get to do because I was poisoned. I was mentally poisoned about this basketball shit. Not basketball, sorry. Football and all this shit. Nah, fuck that. We're going to create our divine warfare. We're going to create our own table. We're not looking for a seat at anybody else's table. Elon Musk is not looking for a seat at NASA's table. He got his own table. Bill Gates ain't looking at a seat, looking for a seat at Jeff Bezos' table. Bill Gates got his own table. These women ain't looking for a seat in the suburbs. No, they building their own community. I love that. That's some honorable shit. But that's all I wanted to talk to y'all about today. You know, we're going to get there. But right now, I want y'all to go and support our clan and support their cash up. $ Divine Warfare. D-I-V-I-N-E Warfare. It's $ Divine Warfare. Has our logo on. You see it. However much you can put down, it doesn't matter. We're going to get right. We're going to move forward. Support the podcast. Share the podcast. If you can't support the Cash App, support it through Spotify. Whatever you got to do. We're going to circulate this money, and we're going to move forward. That's all I wanted to talk about. That's all I wanted to holler at y'all about. I love y'all. Big things coming soon. As of course, as I always promise, always keep it real. Stay safe. Stay COVID-free. And most importantly, keep it gangsta. Peace.